Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, and anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, the drum.
That song is probably more famous than a Beatles song or Rolling Stones and all that.
And everybody sings it, you know? I mean, I heard this song all over the world. It blew my mind. Some Indians sing different. Oh, man, who said they could sing that song? Dude, they're ripping us off, you know? You know, when they steal something from you, that means they got it and you don't, right? Steal something from you, they got it and you don't. If they steal your car, you don't have it no more. So if you still got it, they ain't stole nothing. They're just imitating it or whatever. And I'm honored to know that we have an influence. You know what I mean? I'm honored. Wherever I go, I take, you know, our culture with us. I don't go someplace and turn into one of them, you know. I mean, you go to places like Ben, you'll know I've been there. They'd be saying, well, stay and all that, you know, and don't shy. Maybe just two little simple words, but they still say it, you know. I don't be leaving there saying donkey or you know, I know some of their words, pasiba or what's the one for horasho, you know, donkey, you know, different words, muy bien, you know. But when I leave someplace, they're saying Lakota words, you know. So that's how I like to do it, you know. I mean, I ain't going to cry about it, you know. Maybe it's my fault for them learning something that I said, you know. Sometimes, you know, maybe I don't talk Lakota or I don't, you know, speak it all the time or whatever, you know. But the thing is, I do say a lot of Lakota words, you know, general stuff, and people pick up on them, you know. You know, I even heard a European say "knock me on." That's kind of funny, you know. Tell somebody to hurry up in our language, you know. "Knock me on." Kind of crack me up. What do you think, Josh? You know, you're way over there and you hear some European tell another European, "you knock me on."
Okay. I would just tell him, "oh, huh," and hang right in there, you know what I mean?
Don't it make you feel good when other people have an influence from us? Rather than us have an influence for them, you know?
One time I was speaking with one of these Pomos, and here in the very end, he said, "wash there, though." He said, "you look, man, I looked at him, I kind of smiled, you know." I said, "oh."
Yeah. I was at this event down there at Shiprock. And just Navajo was up there, Navajo spiritual leader was really talking about Navajo, how great it is to be Navajo. And, you know, pride, like people do, and, I agree with him, you know, he's being proud, being Navajo. And he says, you know, and we got to have our act together, blah, blah, blah. He was really telling the people out there, the young people and all that. Then when he got done, he said, I'm going to sing you a song. He said, and it's a real important song. And he said, but you know what? I didn't bring my drum. So he said, anybody got a drum? And he was hollering around for a drum. So I went and gave him my drum. I said, here. He looked at it and he really took off singing, you know, singing the song. When he got done, he said, ain't it a damn shame that I'm over here in Navajo country and I have to use a Lakota drum? He told me, thanks, Matt. He said, my coaches are always ready on the job, you know. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I was kind of looking at, like some weeks we have better weeks, some weeks we have poor weeks. And it seemed like maybe last week we had a little more listeners or something. I don't know what we was talking about. But anyway, Tanshi, I'll let you take off right now so I don't start cussing right off the bat.
Maybe
you can find me out, you know.
Uh-huh.
Why not?
Oh, we'll say a prayer and we'll get started here. Taku shita yonke glena, elki pichanta luhek toxis hunkashla. Now me taki took texted ushisha, unko yonke lena, yuhilat hunkashla. Next I took which was on yuji, oki hunyo piets hunkashla. Extravun chashon utaganifin kunt hunkashla. Ne one ikon, aki chunke, ake niachit gas hunkashla. Next I took ushisha, a hoyuni chapunko, unke apiet hunkashla. Wawanglakan, which was on yuhilat hunkashla.
You know, I appreciate that, Tanshi, you know, because, this show is, we represent the American Indian movement. And the American Indian movement is losing all its traditional value. You know, get into the American Indian movement just so they can say, I'm aim, you know, do stuff like that, but they don't do nothing for the purpose of it, you know. And the American Indian movement, when our relatives started it, our relatives, Lakota relatives, started it. Of course, Dennis Banks was in the crew, you know, and went to Minneapolis. They were traditional all the way. They carried a drum. They had chanupa, you know. They lived, you know, that's how they did it. That's how the American Indian movement started. It started this way. And they gave Lek Shi, opage, you know, offering to lead the American Indian movement with Chanupa. So Lek Shi, Crow Dog, did it. So since the beginning, the American Indian movement started with Lakota drum, with Lakota Chanupa, And that's the way it's been, you know. But now it's changed, you know. I mean, I'm proud that people, like I said, when we do this song, the opening, it's the most listened to song. But people need to wake up, because the AIM song is the AIM song, you know. It's for a reason, memorial or whatever you want to call it, you know. But the thing is, we're indigenous, we're natives. Don't let that be the only song you know how to sing. You know, go out and dig, find. It don't matter, you know, even if it is a Lakota song and you're Apache or whatever. Don't worry about it. I mean, we see Shoshone songs. We see other songs. You know, we don't feel ashamed about it. We're honored to do other tribes' songs. And I'm honored when I hear other tribes sing, because this is an indigenous nation, native you know, tribal nations. We're people. We're the first peoples, the original peoples. You know, we're all the same. Our babies look the same. You know, we're all the same. I seen photos down the Amazon, Peru and all them, and you could see some of them look like our aunties or our uncles, our cousins, Tanshi or whatever, you know, we recognize something in everybody. So need to take advantage of that, you know, but these pretendian AIM people, they think learning that song makes them, you know, traditional. Yeah, it's good. It's a proud thing, but it doesn't. You ain't traditional just because you sing the AIM song, you know. I mean, it's a really good song, you know, and I'm proud of it. But more so, I love our spiritual songs. You know, they're the most beautiful to me. The ones I have great gratification for singing them, you know. And these songs come from, you know, 100,000 years ago. I'm not going to say seven generations. I'm not going to say all this New Age baloney talk. I'm talking about since the beginning of time, whenever that was, you know. We don't know, right? But, you know, like the Washichu, they think they know everything. Just like I was checking out, you know, they found some tools in Eastern Germany, someplace over there, Rames or some town over there in Eastern Germany, and they found out they were Neanderthal tools. And then, so they come up with the idea that, yeah, Neanderthals and humans lived together and inhabited together at the same time.
Shit.
You know, that's like saying they found out we lived the same time as an eagle or a bear or a trout or whatever, you know, a big find, you know. But,
you know,
the thing about Neanderthals is this. They must have been human. I don't know nothing about them. So why are they thinking Neanderthals, humans, they got different names for the ones that lived back then? All they are is different people, different tribes or whatever. That's a Neanderthal. This one's a peckerwood. You know, this one's, you know what I mean. Go ahead, Tanshi. What was he going to say?
No, you know, they come up with all these names, Neanderthal, you know, all these Homo sapien, all this other, these fancy terms they apply to these people, these humans of long ago. You know, if they lived back in those days, they would have looked just like those people, those humans. But to them, these modern, these so-called really highly educated people that know every damn thing, these so-called Washichus, they act like they were never a part of that, that those people were different. They were humans. Exchange Hasha, common man. Why do you separate yourself from them? We might have came from them. They might have came from them. But why do they have to put all these names and all this and that? You know, that's the problem with the sky, the so-called Washichu, the slave
keepers. Well, they find what it is they find one bone someplace, and they go with that. What if they found Jimmy Durante's bone over there, you know?
Yeah.
Then they would say, yeah, man, check them out. They all had big pasu, you know.
You know,
they were the big nose clan, you know, because they found one specimen, you know.
And see, that's the thing. Exchange, Hasha. We come from Ahani, Wukunka, way back. How you look back, okay, you take the Lakota people. You take it 50 years ago, like Kanshi was saying. The Lakotas back then, you see their pictures. You line a bunch of us up today, and you take the picture of us. We're different because of the way evolution works, the way Wakunka made it work. We don't look exactly like those people back then. We got a lot of resemblance, but we don't look exactly like them. The Washitus, the Sky Chasha, the so-called invasive species, they think they know everything. They put it in these books. They brainwash people. They do all these things to try to convince us that they're a different breed of people. They're mightier. They're better. That's what it is. That's what they're trying to teach you. That's why they look at these so-called Neanderthals. They don't. Why do they put such a name on? They were humans. They were exchange chasha.
You know, Dashi, the reason why people change, you know, like I'm going to differ with you here a little bit, because, say, 300 years ago, I mean, I seen a picture of Crow Dog's grandpa. It looked just like Crow Dog. You know, the thing is, we changed because we got, our people got invaded, and, you know, and so our people look different. It's just like over there. Look like them Washitu, man. They're all hairy. They take pictures, flash their hairy chest, their hairy beard, you know. They're hairy this and hairy that, you know. Yeah, you know. But when I see pictures of Neanderthal, they look the same to me, you know. You see, over time, Wakantanka, to me, made us in a resemblance of a people.
Yep.
And we kept this until, as time came, we started getting, kind of a little bit here. We weren't mixing with Washitu, but we were mixing with other tribes mixed with us. We had different tribe women in there. So we kind of switched a little, but in the beginning of time, we were all like this, but we didn't change like they did. I mean, we didn't come from a monkey to where we're at now.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't change like that. And when they show these pictures of Neanderthal and all of this, they always show a ape looking face because they go by the skulls that they found. But they didn't find a million skulls to look at them all and say, no, they didn't all look like this. Like I said, one of them looked like Jimmy Durante, you know?
Yeah.
Or one of them, one looked like Sergeant Bilko, or you know what I mean? So, you know, like they don't do that. They find one specimen and they roll with it. And then how do they know? They say 45,000 years ago.
Yep. That's,
how do they know that?
You know, even back then, Wakantanka gave us a brain. Nasula. Gave us a Nasula. Those people even had that back then. But yet, this so-called Washitu race, they always make it seem like they want to take people back to Shunkai Chasha. Maybe that's where they came from, Shunkai Chasha. We didn't. See. And you know, that's why they're the way they are. You know, the Shunkai Chasha. We didn't come like that. See, and that's why I say the way they think, the way they always try to find something to prop themselves up, the so-called white race, as being better than everybody. by giving names to those. You know, they were exchange Hasha. They're common man. That's where we came from, exchange Hasha. There's a lot more history that's attached to that. Like I say, we know where we came from. And when I say we know where we came from, they're looking for aliens. All they got to do is look at us. Because that's where we came
check
from.
Check this out. You know? It's like right here in this country that where the invaders came. They have the hillbilly, you know. Then they have the New Englanders. Then they have the Texans, you know. They're all Washichu or whatever, European or whatever, but each one is different looking. You get a hillbilly, you don't look like those ones from New York. And the ones from Texas, you know. even over here, they changed. You know, how can they accuse our each other or separate themselves from Neanderthal or Homo sapiens? You know, because that's just another tribe of people or another race of people. You know what I mean? It's just like we have now. You have Germans, Russians, Italians, Africans, Asians, and over here we have our Indians, like we call them, you know, and we're all the same. We might look different when you see us, but yet to them we all look alike, you know, and you know we have, and just like Lakota, I was in New York, and right away those Indians over there said, "Hey, you look like Lakota." You know, they picked me out, you know?
Yeah.
So we have our own identity, and they do. Just like me and Charles Whalen was walking in Prospect Park, and these guys right away knew we were Lakota. It ain't because he was running there dressed up in leather and buckskin and all that. They just knew we were Lakota, you know? And just like we know, look at those Navajos. Navajos. Look at those Apache. We can kind of separate each tribe, you know, the California ones, the ones in Mexico. But yet, even though they're all different, there comes a part where we look the same. We have the same. And our babies all look the same. Why is that, you know? Indian babies, I don't care what tribe they are, they all look alike.
That's what I'm saying, is that these the Washichu, you know, they try to prove that they were here first. See, that's the main thing that they do. And that's why I say they claim they come from Shunkai Chasha. They're not open-minded, you know. They never look at what Wakantunka put here, you know, and that's what gets me about this Mitake Uyasi, you know, all these Washichus using that. Oh, what about Mitake? I was trying to throw it back at us, that use that term, Mitake Uyasi. They tried to include themselves in there. And we've had that word long before they ever came, And yet, they try to use it against us, not realizing that we know what we're talking about. They don't. And that's the thing with this so-called Washichu race, this invasive species. To me, the way I look at what's going on now. You know, they did an interview with some different people, one in Africa, one in Venezuela, different countries. Every one of those people that they interviewed, they looked Indian, they looked Native. And they asked them how they felt about Americans. And every one of those tribes, every one of them, said the same thing, was that they hated Americans. And they asked them why. And they said, because of the way they treat people around the world, you know. Think of that. Think of what these people are saying.
Well,
you know, why are they hating on the Americans. They said they hate Americans. And then they all said the same thing because they're kill happy. They murder.
Yeah, you know,
they steal. Every one of them.
If these Americans went around the world and traveled, they would find out how much they're loved.
Yep.
They ain't loved at all, you know.
Yep.
I mean, I was in a line where Washichuia accused me and my bro of butting in front of her at the airport, and we weren't even butting in front of her. She left, so we stayed where we were at, and then when she came back and wanted to jump where she was, said we butted in front of her, and she tried to make a scene. And then she said, I'm American, and don't you get in my way. She said that or something like, I don't remember exactly. But right away, all the other people said, well, if you're from America, get your ass over there and stay over there. You know? What the hell are you doing over here? You know? And these are people from the Pale Nation, you know? You know, so even the ones from the so-called white nations disagree with these American ones.
Yeah.
These American ones think they're the greatest. They think they're above. They got names for everybody. Like, they call Germans krauts. They make fun of Polacks. They make fun of, they call Italians wops. They got a name for everybody. But what about their name? You know? What about their name? You know, and then I was reading, you know, like they busted a January 6th guy and he just got convicted. The one they said originally started busting through the barricades, and all the comments on there, everyone is all invasive species. And they're all saying, if Biden was here, if Biden wasn't here, if Trump was here, you know, and Democrats this. And blah, blah, this and blah. They blaming it on politics. They blame everything on politics. And they're saying, we need to take back our country. What country? You know, take it back. You got enough of it already. What the hell are you crying about, you damn it?
Yeah.
You know? That's all they do is cry about their rights, about this and that. But they don't think one second, what the hell are they doing here? And how did they get here?
Yeah.
They're just like they call, you know, they're over there, Biden supporting Israel, and everybody supporting Israel, all them people. It's a certain group of people that support Israel. And then now, after Israel already eliminated, almost wiped out Gaza, now they're saying, okay, now we want a peace. They wasn't asking for peace before it started, and now United. And one guy even had the nerve to say, "You gotta quit killing so much. You know, you gotta be careful who you kill." You know, in other words, now they're making rules, but they wasn't making no rules now. But that's what they do. First, they let the dog go, and after it rips off the head, it rips legs off and everything, and then they say, okay, let's call it back now and tell them we're sorry, you know? You know, that's their style. And you know, we sit over here, and there's not so many of us that still have the original logic. But we sit over here and say, what the hell are these people in our country starting all the trouble over there? I seen an ad on YouTube or maybe Facebook, but it talked about how powerful the United States is and why it's powerful. It said because it's protected by the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and Canada protects us from the north, and we only have to worry about the border. You know, that's what they said. But you see, they're talking about our country. You know, that's why they only showed up 500 years ago, or they would have been long before that, you know. But what gets me is they're over here starting all this trouble on our land, hiding behind this, like they say, hiding behind children. Hamas said they're hiding behind children. Al-Qaeda hiding behind children. Everybody's hiding behind children. What are they doing? They're over here hiding behind us, you know, on our land, making
yep.
us look bad, and our own people. That's what I was saying. There's only a few of us because our own people are with them on this. Our own people, just like I seen on Facebook, Indians are fighting over Taylor Swift. What the hell? Taylor Swift is a pure invasive species.
Yep.
Don't you dare talk about Taylor Swift or I'm going to block you, you know.
Yep.
You come over,
yep.
you know. Taylor Swift gives to charity. Gives to charity, I can't tell, you know. I can't tell.
Yep.
You know, we can't
yep.
tell who she giving charity to. It don't matter to me. Just like what's her face, that hoss up a wee millionaire, you know, Oprah. She gave
yep.
$500 million to Africa, you know. So she's a great woman, charity, but yet she got rich on our land.
Yep.
They got rich off of us. So no matter however you want to look at it, they're living off our land. They're eating our fruits. They're using our minerals. They're using our petroleum. They're using our water. They're living on our land, you know. But yet, they're somebody we're supposed to bow down to, you know. And some
yep.
woman said, yeah, one thing men don't like is a strong woman. And she had, she's a strong, intelligent woman. She had a picture of Hillary Clinton, Taylor Swift. She had all these thieves, you know. And Taylor Swift is a damn thief, you know. People,
yep.
she's ripping off, you know. She ripped off songs. She ripping off here and there. They, you know, there's a dark side to her career. And people don't see it. They don't know it, you know. All of them, they do that. They thieve. Madonna, she stole songs from somebody else, you know. They thieve.
Yep.
So anyway, long story short, you know, I wanted to just run through, you know, a few things, and because I want to get you home before the Pineapple Express hits, you know, blows you off the highway, Nashi. getting kind of, it's warm over here, so I'm talking crap. It's 32 degrees, you know, or 30 degrees. You know? So,
you know,
consider that warming up. And then I was laughing because every night I hear these cars take off down the road. Sound like an airport out here because these Indians, you know what they're doing? They take off their Cadillac to converters and sell them for money. It's new
Damn.
Cars with Cadillac to converters,
right.
just like I, you know. And
yep.
I came back. I was gone a while, came back, hopped in the pickup. The pickup was sounding like a bomber, and here I went under there, and Cadillac to converter just ripped off, you know. But let me
Damn.
Play through a couple of things real quick, and then we'll, you know, because, you know, just like those Hassapas got killed in Jordan, they got bombed in Jordan. The Americans got bombed over there because of what Israel is doing in Gaza. The Middle East wants some payback. They want to do something. They're not as big and mighty as the U.S. and all the big ones, so they can only do a little damage. But to them, a little damage is good enough, and they're going to keep doing a little damage. Well, they're smart. What they did was a drone flew, was on a mission, and when the drone was flying back into the base, they set their drones to follow that one, you see. So that way the radar only picks up the good one. But the killer ones are right back there. That's how they got in and bombed the American base and killed. But they killed three hostages. Yeah, pretty brilliant, huh? So they killed three hostages, you know. And, man, they promo the hell, put their pictures on the news. See, they want everybody to see those were Africans that got killed.
Yep.
But they're not calling them Africans. They're calling them Americans, you know. So they're promoting them. That way they can get, because Africa is mad at Israel for bombing Palestine.
Yeah.
You know, and then over here you got Black Lives Matter, NAACP, and all these house-up organizations over here who support the Americans. So what they're trying to do is get the house-up riled up so they just jump in and join in with Israel, you know, genocide. So that's why they're flaunting those house-up-us on the news so big, you know. And those Hasapas, they were only reservists. Three of them, they didn't know they was going over there to get blown up. You know, reservists, they're just, we call them weekend warriors. They go have training every weekend, and in the summertime they go on drills and come out. That's all they do. But once in a while, they'll send them someplace, you know, to do to back up like they did in Iraq and all this. So that's what they were. Anyway, that's how the American uses cultures. And you know what? They're not calling them Africans. They're Africans. They didn't say three Africans got killed over there. They're saying three Americans. Well, there's no America.
You know? There's something that really gets me. You know, they were talking about these American prisoners in Gaza there. Hamas took these American prisoners. What people don't understand is that Israelis, the minute they're born, they have dual citizenship. So they're Americans. They're considered Americans. So a lot of those people that got captured or whatever, they weren't Americans. But yet they called them Americans, see, to make it look like these so-called Americans were doing the right thing. That's how these guys play these war games. And that's why they're making Hamas look bad. I mean, you know, it's just the way the evilness that travels amongst these people.
No, they're doing that so they can say, we better go defend our people and go fight.
Yeah.
That's their excuse for being there, calling them Americans. When those people ain't Americans, some of them are Palestinian. Some of them are from Israel. But none of them are Lakota. None of them are Apache. None of them.
Yep. None of them.
And then they use that fake name, America, you know, 244 years old, you know, name they made up, you know.
If it was me or you that went over there and got killed, do you think they'll make a big old stink of it like they're doing with these Hasapas?
Absolutely not.
There you go. See, that's the difference. See, they're trying to get all these African nations to back them. That's why they're doing that. See, they're playing these games that, you know, trying to show, oh, we take up for black people too. See, that's how they want to portray themselves. It's a bunch of BS. Like you're saying, they're reservists. They're guys that play war every now and then, you know? And they get put out there.
They're crying about dead Hasapas in the war. At the same time, they're killing Hasapas over here, left and right, the cops.
You know, look at all these cops shooting black guys every day, you know? And yet, just because they ended up with, it's big old, what about those ones that are killing here? You know, It's just like I say, the way they do these things, the way they keep these wars going, you know, it's all about the money that they make and the war, the war machine. You know, America is an evil, evil country, man. Talk about terrorism.
Here's a prime example of what you're saying about how they're promoting this. Did you know that the first person that was killed in the first Iraq war, did you know she was Pawnee serving in the military?
What's her name? Yeah,
I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
They said it once.
They said her
name one time. It was on the news for like maybe a day or two.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you didn't hear another word about it.
Yep. Yep.
But with these, with these Hasapa soldiers, they haven't shut up about it.
Yep, that's true.
And they interviewed the family and the families and all this, and it's ridiculous.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
And the other thing too is the Israeli government is so ingrained in the U.S. government, it's ridiculous. I was watching a video about how there are certain rules that through warfare are applied to other countries, but when it comes to Israel, they're not questioned at all about any atrocities that they commit.
Yep.
None.
Yep.
Absolutely none. And how they downplay all this stuff. And the other thing that they're not telling the truth about, they're talking about how Hamas has their tunnels underneath these hospitals.
That's BS.
Well, no, the tunnels are there. But it wasn't the Hamas that built those tunnels.
Yep.
It was the Israelis that built the hospitals that built those tunnels.
Yep.
And then they're saying, well, all the money Palestinians are getting, you know, that ends up going to Hamas to build these tunnels. Whoa, wait a minute. No money went to build those tunnels. The Palestinians didn't get any money to build those tunnels. The Israelis got money to build those tunnels when they built the hospitals.
That's why they knew they were there.
There's a lot of facts that people are being lied to about.
You know, what gets me is, you know, Israel and Palestine. Okay, the Palestinians own that country, but yet they're told when to take a dump, how to take a dump, how to wipe it. They can't even take a drink of their own water. They can't even walk down the street.
They don't even have their own resources.
It's all controlled by Israel.
The water, the electricity, the gas is all controlled by Israel. So
they have
no control over their own land in Gaza.
Yep.
None. So that tells you who the oppressed really is.
Yep. They're following the same playbook that America did here when they killed 300 million Indians. It's the same thing. And that's what I was telling you guys. Clear back in Eisenhower's day. See, Eisenhower said, we could go in there and wipe them off the face of the earth, but that's genocide. So we have to do it a little at a time. Think of how far back that stuff has been going on.
Eisenhower did that when he dropped the bombs. When he dropped the atomic bombs, that's exactly what he did. Because all the historians said that war was over and Japan was going to surrender no matter what. And there was no need to drop those bombs at all. And even McCarthy said that it was atrocious that he made that decision. It was not necessary.
It was an experiment.
Hey. Yep. That's what I'm saying. We look at Wounded Knee. They wanted to test a Hotchkiss gun. That's where they tested it, was Wounded Knee. Just to test that gun. See? That one weapon. They wanted to know how it worked. Wounded Knee was the massacre. It could have been prevented. Well, because the U.S. government wanted to test that gun, they tested it out in Wounded Knee. They don't ever tell the truth. The Washington never tells the truth. It's all a lie. See? Then they make all these excuses. Oh, this, that, you know, they shot at us first. No, that's not the case, man. Those people didn't have no guns. They took all the guns from those people. It was just, they just wanted to test the Hotchkiss gun.
The thing is, like Philip said, you know, the Japanese were all ready to surrender.
Yep.
They were going to surrender. The reason why is because they couldn't, the Chinese had millions of people fighting, and the Japanese kept losing and losing. Pretty soon, China was just whipping their ass. China was already eliminating Japan from there. So the U.S. went over there. It was almost over. So the U.S. went and dropped the bomb. You know,
here's the other untold U.S. history too, is that Stalin was getting ready to send. Actually, he did send troops into Japan. They had started the invasion, and that's what scared the emperor, was that they were doing backdoor deals and talking about surrender, using Russia as the go-between between U.S. and Japan. And they were hoping that Stalin would not invade, and trying to get out of the invasion and how to surrender peacefully and equitably. In their minds, equitably. But Stalin ended up sending troops in there, and that's one thing that you don't hear in the history books either.
Yep.
That it was Russia that really stopped this and tried to get this Japanese surrender underway. And Truman did what he did anyways. And Truman was not... Truman was one of the biggest racists. You know, he was as bad as Teddy Roosevelt, you know, with his eugenics beliefs.
Well, they're all the same.
They're all like that. All the presidents
are
like that.
They just got a different shaped head, that's all. One's got a round head, one's square, one's long.
One looks like a Shukai Chasan, the other one's a Neanderthal.
Hey, listen, that lady who died, the first indigenous woman to die in the Iraq War, her name is Lori Ann. She's Hopi from Arizona.
Yeah, well, we know that. Just, you know, you can't expect the old man to remember names. So.
Yeah, we're getting old.
It's okay,
but
I'm here for you guys,
happened.
Right?
Because the point was made, you know, she only got publicity from her people.
Yep.
And the reason why her Jeep got blown up was she freaked out.
Yep.
She turned around, started hauling ass and lost control, you know, and you know, that's cold-blooded that she was over there and died fighting for the same people that invaded us, you know. But that's what happened. We're all element of the times. We end up doing stuff just like was Hasapas, you know. Those two girls didn't have that plan. They just went over there. One wanted to buy a house and get education, so that's why they joined. You know, they wasn't thinking of, they don't think, when people join the military, they're not all gung-ho. They're doing it for some kind of purpose. Like me and my brothers, we are running from the law, you know. So everybody has a reason, you know. And everybody has a reason.
Yeah, Trump had bones
patriotism. It's not patriotism. Not too many people joined the military, except the Washitu, you know, what's his name, that big football player. He got all gung-ho and joined the military to protect the country,
Tillman.
And here they wiped him out. Yeah, they wiped him out right off the bat. You know,
Robert Tillman.
Pat
Tillman.
Yeah, that guy. That you got a good memory for an old sucker. Yeah,
but yeah, see, you know, that's the thing. See, when it's like you were saying, the first one to get killed in Iraq was a Lakota or Native American. But what kind of publicity did she get? See, now these three Hassapas, they're making a big old stink of that. That's all publicity. It's nuts, you know. And
propaganda.
You know, they never taught. Yeah, they never taught. Look what happened to Wounded Knee. Just because an Indian killed a captain and it went to court, they said it was wartime. You know, otherwise they would have had the court-martial all those military people in Wounded Knee. So they used the court system to get out of it, see? And then they gave them all medals of honor, you know? And they had to cut that Indian loose that killed that captain. And he was from Rosebud, that dude that did that. He did that because they murdered some of his people in Wounded Knee, see? So then the judge said, oh, it was wartime. No, it wasn't wartime. They just made that story up to save their white man's ass. You know, and that's how they are. The Washitu lie, steal, kill, murder, whatever it takes. You know, that's why they're not liked anywhere.
Let me touch base here. They're in a position. They can change history. They can make stuff up. Anything they want to do. That's why they're in charge of making movies like that guy. You know, Wayne sent me this link about this guy. You know, he's making this movie about Quanah Parker, and it's called The Rise and Fall of the Comanches, the most powerful Indian tribe in American history. Well, I differ with that. You know.
Yeah, me
I mean,
too.
I didn't know Quanah Parker. Whipping Custer's ass or none of them. All I know is, you know, we can.
He was on a run.
I mean, sure, yeah, we can say, yeah, he's proud and give him some honor here or there, but all of them, they turned. All of them, they turned. Quanah Parker turned and became American.
Yep.
You know, all of them turned American. Yeah, so, you know, what gets me is how people, like they said, Comanche, the most powerful Indian tribe in American history. Well, every tribe will say that's baloney. Because
yep.
Every tribe's going to say, Comanches, they wasn't the most powerful Indian tribe. We whipped their ass, you know.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because,
yeah.
You know, so, but yet, the Washitu's the one wants to make these movies and wants to make money and wants to do all this and that. And change history doing it. That's why they didn't have Lakotas working on the movie called Crazy Horse, on Wounded Knee and all this stuff. And the couple that they did have were the ones that they made keep their mouth shut. You know,
yeah.
because Lakotas want the truth, but they don't want to tell the truth. They want to bullshit, you know, just like Lakota woman. A lot of things in that was bullshit. Like in the movie, my cousin Barbara goes up to Mary and says, "Oh, Aunt Elsie died." Well, that's 1973. Well, in reality, Aunt Elsie didn't die till 1976. She's my mom's sister. So they make stuff up and switch it around, and they're the ones controlled. And a lot of them are Israelis. You know, running the movie industry, you know.
Yep.
It's just like this guy here, they're talking about this guy, they make movies, and they make movies on their own ranches, on their own, you know, so they get to charge the film industry for using their land and using their horses, charging like, I forget how much I was reading about it. Wayne sent me this. They were even charged of when they use a horse in a movie, they get like $10,000 to use a horse.
Yep.
So, $2,000 per head. So every horse that you see somebody riding in a cowboy movie, somebody this same guy making the movies using his horses, he's making $2,000 per hit, you know. And then, you know, so, but these people, they're the ones change history.
Yep.
You know?
You know, they change you know, Tunchi, speaking of you know, this so-called the Israelis or these Jews that you're talking about, Facebook kicked me off not too long ago. You know, it don't bother me. I don't give a shit about Facebook. But they kicked me off again because I asked what the difference between what the Israelis were doing and what Hitler did. And I said, how come the Jews could use Hitler the way they condemn him? And I said, yeah, they're doing the same thing. I said, what's the difference? So they kicked me off Facebook saying that I was a terrorist, you know. I started laughing. So you talk about control. The Jewish people control all the media, all this. It's true, see. They're the ones that control Facebook. They're the ones that control all these things that are going on. And I think that's what happened to this radio show not too long ago, especially when we had all that problems and stuff. It was them that controlled that, see. Yeah. And they don't like what
it's
we see.
Well, look, I complained to Facebook. They had a big, burly sheet on there. Ah, I'm a military combat veteran. You know, burly face,
yeah.
You know, big, ugly dude, Neanderthal, a fat Neanderthal. You know,
Shuka Chasa Anderthal.
Rah, 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 rah. And, we got to do something there. Something's going to happen. We're losing our country and blah, blah. He's putting this out. So I put on there I was against it and blah, 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 put a report on it. Well, Facebook just wrote back and said, well, we didn't remove the ad. We don't think he was violating any standards. But you know what?
Yeah.
He was violating standards.
Yeah.
Because he was griping about immigrants, the border.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's racist. He's, he's blaming people of color for them losing it, you know, for getting rid of Trump and all this stuff because they're Trump supporters. You see, so but yet they sure throwed me and you off. No problem throwing us off.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
No
somebody,
problem.
Like I say, and I wasn't talking about any, you know, I compared the two and I said, what's the difference? And that's what got me kicked off of Facebook for 30 days. It don't bother me, you know, because it's the truth. What's the difference of what Hitler did and what they're doing in Gaza? See, what is the difference? There is none. And they didn't like that. See, Israeli Jews, these Jews that control all these things. Then they say anti-Semitism. They even accused me of working with a terrorist organization. You know, they don't know me.
But
they don't know nothing about me, but I'm telling the truth. That's what I'm doing. And
see,
I want to know.
They come in, them Jews come in, and they interbreed with our women. And that's what happens to us. You see, this one Jew was getting on my case about, and he's showing off, he's running with Cesar Chavez and all this. And he's talking about Israel, why they're fighting in Palestine and all that stuff. And he's with these Mexicans, and they're all supporting him, you know, because he runs with them, because he married one of them. You see, and just like us, a lot of Lakotas married some Jews, you know. That's why we have those Zephyrs, and I mean, I hate to say their names because then people say I'm talking bad about them. But, you know, like even look at Mark Tilson. Look at, you know, all of these people, you know. I mean, nothing against them. But the point is, that's how they get into our races. And when they get in our races, they get our people to go and support them. You see?
I don't care. That's what they did with the NAACP and the civil rights movement. You notice how many Jewish people were involved in that?
I would doubt it, you know. I mean, no, just like
it's actual fact. Most of them were lawyers and stuff.
Yep. They were Jewish lawyers because it was going to turn out good for them, see, that anti-Semitism. See, and the thing about it is, Tanshi, they still haven't answered my question, what I was asking. What is the difference between them and Hitler? They use Hitler. They paint Hitler out to be a bad guy, cooking all these people, all this, you know, always feeling, gaining sympathy with that. And look what they're doing in Gaza. Look at what they're doing to these Palestinians. Nobody has explained to me what the difference is. Genocide is genocide. I don't give a shit what this Jew or that Jew says or, you know, no. These people, Israelis, are backed 100% by the American people with all these bombs, all these aircraft, everything they're using there. That's all American made. It's all American military. Israel has the fourth largest military in the world. Israel, for a country that small, has
nukes.
The fourth largest.
And they have nukes.
Yeah, and yet they can't answer that one question. And they're saying that I support a terrorist organization and throw me off Facebook for 30 days because I asked that question? What's
the
difference between what Hitler did and what these Israelis are doing to the Palestinians?
They have weaponized anti-Semitism. If you criticize the Zionist Israeli government, automatically it's you're an anti-Semite. No, I'm an anti-Zionist.
Yep.
And that's what they are confusing. They are getting people confused. You can be criticized just like anybody can criticize the American government. Okay, you don't see the United States going in and killing people just because and saying this is it's anti-American. Yeah, they do bomb a lot of brown people.
They do it. They do it. But they use other people. That's what America does.
Yeah. They do the old sneak around.
And you know, that's what I say.
Like make it look like they're not involved, except for when it comes to resources that are available that they want access to, and then you get ass clowns like Ronald Reagan who sends the CIA into Venezuela and Honduras and Guatemala and all these other countries and destabilize their governments that were working just fine, and they put in their puppets who are part of the drug cartels, and then they say, well, all these drugs are coming in from the southern border. Well, thank you, Ronald Reagan.
Well, see what Colombia did? Colombia allowed the U.S. and CIA to come in and destroy their coke industry.
Yep.
Just poison their plants and everything. And those poor people, that was their income. Now, now it ain't their fault that them Washichu in Hollywood like to snort cocaine. Because the coke plant was initially used for like Novocaine and different other things. There's a whole different industry for it. You know, it was medicine.
Legitimate,
You only chewed the leaves.
But they allowed the U.S. to go in and wipe out their livelihood.
Yep.
Because, you see, that's what I'm saying. They come in some kind of way, marry in or whatever they do, like our people, and then our people end up being supportive. It's just like Tanshi, when we're together, we can talk with open mouth and not have to worry about one thing. But there's a couple of our people nowadays, if we say the wrong word, they act like Wasichu. If we
yep.
say Hasapa, they don't like it. If we
yeah.
say Wasichu, they don't like it. Like one guy at Sundance, he's got mad and said, you know, my wife's white, and I don't like the way you talk about it, you know, and I wasn't even talking about her. And then they went, hey, you're always talking about blacks, rah, 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 you know. And they missed the whole damn point because their brain flipped over the other way, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't talking about the guy's wife. The guy I'm talking about, I like the guy. I did on television,
yep.
you know. And my own
you know.
Cousin got mad because he said I put down Catholics. And he said, our whole family's Catholics. I said, you're wrong about that because I ain't. I was baptized Catholic, but that don't mean nothing. You see, our people, they start running with those invasive species, and they turn on us. And that's the
yep.
bad problem we're in right now. And the American Indian Movement is got the same way. It's
yep.
like I was
yep.
talking to, like, one time I heard Frank Paro when Dave Ortiz put on his Navy outfit, and Frank Paro told him, thank you for your service. You know, I mean, this is supposed to be an AIM leader. And the American Indian Movement, you know, it's for our preservation, not the
yep.
Americans. But he's saying, thank you for your service. You know, what an idiot. You know, and I
yep.
don't care I say his name here. Because, you know what, if he don't like it, he can put cease and persist or whatever they call that. Cease and desist, I don't know. If he don't like it, next time he sees me someplace, you know, we can roll around in the mud together. Two old guys.
See, that's the problem. A lot of these guys, like you were saying, he has to put on a monkey outfit to fit in with the Wasichus. And some bonehead, you know, says thank you for your service. For what? For what? You know, look at the Lakota people. We won every war that we were in. What did we get from it? What did they do to us on our own land? Do you think they honored your dad, my dad, all these people that were in the front lines? D-Day, all these things that they went through and came back alive, and the ones that died? No, they put all the props of all their own people that didn't do shit but hide in a foxhole and cry. Like my dad said, there was a bunch of chicken shits, you know. And they come back here, and they should, all our fathers, all our relations should have been honored. They should have given them some. Instead, what did they do? They gave them alcohol. They opened up the sale of alcohol to the Indians because of World War II and what they
did.
The contribution.
It boils down to this. It's like what we were talking about earlier. It boils down to this because I heard, you know, people getting on our case, you know. And the thing about it is we know what that American flag did and invaded our country, our land,
yep.
just like it's doing in every other, it flies that flag. They even planted one on the moon now, you know. The point what I'm saying is this, you know, just because you think you fly that American flag don't make that flag no better. It's still the
yep.
same flag. I don't care if your son flies it. I don't care if your daughter wears it. I don't care who. It's not, it don't make it better just because you got it on. You see, and they don't
yep.
see that. You know, they think
yep.
it's all changed now because I'm wearing it. Now I'm wearing it. I'm in it. So now it's a better flag. So we need to support it. We need to support our troops. We need to support what we need to go over there because look what they did to the poor, pitiful Hasapa. You know, we need to go over there and help them out. You know, but you know what? That ain't how we solve this problem. We don't solve the problem by supporting the problem. We don't solve the problem by joining the problem. you know, like they say, some say you might, if you can't win them, can't win them, join them.
You know,
I disagree with that.
You know, Tershi, there's one hot spot that me, myself, I thought was pretty cool was Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali,
you know, told the United States government, why should I go over there and fight the YOLO man for what the white man wants when it's you, the white man, that's keeping me down? Think about just that saying right there. You know,
yeah,
and he refused to put on that monkey outfit, you know.
Yeah.
And he took his
world title from him.
Yeah.
When that's a world title. It wasn't a U.S. title. It was a world title.
How
could they take a world title for you because you ain't fighting for them, you know? Right. That's what I liked about what he said.
Yeah.
And he's rare. You see, everybody wants to be great. But to be great, you better stand up for your own people. You need to be able to differentiate. That's a big word for me. Barely knew how to say it. You need to be able to differentiate.
I'm going to have to write that down.
Yeah. You need to differentiate the difference, you know, between you and the support, you know. Because you live under their authority don't mean you need to abide by them and like go shake hands with them and applaud them and praise them, you know, and get in and say, yeah, I even heard some Indians saying, yeah, we're the baddest nation on earth. Look what we did to Japan, you know. Don't mess with us. But they're saying that. Don't mess with
them
because they're American. They ain't saying it because it's the Indian thing. They're saying don't mess with us because we're American.
Yeah.
And that's the difference here. You know, it don't make it better because you're in it. It's still the same flag, the same people, the same criminals, the same thieves, the same thing, you know? So
you know,
you guys
look at it this way, Tershi. A highway patrolman comes pulling up on you, pulls you over, and you tell him, I'm American. He don't give a shit. You're Indian. That's the only thing that he sees, you know? So what good is American, you know? It don't do us any good. They've been treating us this way for how long now? They've never returned land to us. All they've ever did was steal from us, take as they please, and yet they want us to be American? Hell no. You know, me myself, I don't believe in that. My grandfather, Longbuck, died a prisoner of war because of what he believed in and what he stood for. He died a prisoner of war. What do you think these Americans, these so-called guys that fly this flag, what do you think about my grandfather? You know, that man stood for us. He fought for us to be here. He fought so we could keep what belongs to us. But in the very end, these guys that fly that flag, that held them prisoner. You know, what is that about? How come these guys want to be American? I don't get it. They've never treated us as equal. They never will because we're Indian. We're Lakotas. And yet they want to, thank you for your service. You know, go suck it.
Leonard Peltier's locked up. Not just him, but there's a lot of other. Leonard's the one that most notable, but there's a lot of natives locked up for stuff they didn't do.
Yep.
And the only reason why they're locked up is they didn't want to get into the big mess that they make you do. So they just pled guilty. They plead guilty just to get it over with. You know.
Get the heat.
And, Yeah, and you know, as long as...
I mean, me and you've been through that, haven't you?
Example. Yeah, Leonard's an example of that. So as long as he's locked up, nobody should say, thank you for your service. You know, nobody should say that.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service. And be caught shaking a cop's hand. Be caught supporting the police. Get caught, you know, trying to talk us into who to vote for. You know, get into politics. We're not supposed to be involved in their politics. We're not supposed to be involved in their domination of the Indian people. We're not supposed to be there.
You know, Kunshi, speaking of that, there was even a Hasapa that was president. That could have made a hell of a lot of difference amongst the Lakota people protecting our water. What did he do for us? A Hasapa dude. You know, he didn't do a damn thing. That goes to show you what an American is.
Well, here's the thing about that. Do you know they're kind of concerned if Biden can win Trump, right? Because they're pretty sure Trump's going to just bulldoze his way and become president again. Because everything he done, they don't care. They don't care that he talked about grabbing a woman's you-know-whatty on TV. They don't care how he put down women and raped them but got away with it. They don't care about that. You know, all they know is he's a racist, an out front racist. So for that reason, they're going to stand by him to the hilt, because if he gets back in, they can be open racist. You know, they can, you know, put on their KKK outfit and move into the White House and everything. So that's all they want, you know. So they're kind of starting to worry about. So there's talk that Michelle Obama's the secret weapon. They thinking they're going to slip her in there at the last moment and she's going to win. So there you go. Who is Michelle? Michelle, I said. It's Michelle. Lakota can screw up any kind of name. Michelle. Who is Michelle?
Michelle.
You know? Yeah. You know, who is she? She's Obama's wife. And Obama still thinks he's somebody most popular. You see him walking all proud with 50 Secret Service opening his door and all that. If a man so likable, why does he need protection? You know, Mike Tyson said this about some fighter that's supposed to be the greatest but walks around with all these security and bodyguards. He said, if you're the people's warrior, you don't need no bodyguard. You can go anywhere you want, you know? Like me, I can go anywhere I want around the world except Kilgore, Valentine, or whatever in the night, you know? Right? On my own land, I got to worry about what's going on over here. Because even us on this radio show, they tune in and want to, you know, call us names. But what are we doing? We're not asking for violence. I don't worship violence. I'm not out worshiping AK-47s, packing guns, and all that. Here's what I'm saying, is don't support them. Now, how violent is that? How violent is for me to tell you people to quit sucking the man's butt, quit sucking the president's behind, quit, you know, why can't we do like the American Indian Movement's first plan was, preserve our culture, preserve our identity, preserve our traditions, and preserve our spirituality, preserve our way of life. That's what it's about. How we can do that? By supporting the U.S. government, supporting the mayor of Rapid City, supporting, supporting Trump, some are supporting Biden, and wanting Mo Shell to come back in and save the day, you know? Because Obama, you said it from the get-go, he had a chance to stop the pipeline. He didn't do it. He had a chance to free Leonard Peltier. He didn't do it, you know? And I tell you what, Trump, if he liked Peltier, he would let Peltier go and wouldn't think nothing of it. But here's Obama. And in other words, they don't have the testicles. I'm trying to be nice. They don't have the testicles to defend what's right. They go by Obama, like Clinton, when they asked him to cut loose Leonard Peltier, Tom Daschle and them told Clinton, no, don't let him go. And Tom Daschle came down here and got all the Indian votes. You see? So if we quit supporting them, that is power right there. By just not supporting them, by telling them, hey, don't come on our res if you're going to politic. We're not flying no vote for your signs on our res. We're not putting you on our radio stations. We're not supporting you people. You're killing Indians and you ripped off our land and you're over there starting trouble over here. But our people just don't see it. And they're never going to see it because they want to do what's popular. And what's popular right now is supporting the police, the state, to come in our res. You know, and like I said, they're even fighting over Taylor Swift. You know, I mean, you know, the most dumbest things that don't matter. You know, we need to bring back our culture. That's what we need to do. But it ain't going to happen, you know?
You know, I mean, Tunchy,
we can try.
Tunchy, speaking of, you know, now look at it. Look at the state. Okay, you got these Lakota speakers that are sitting at home. And then you got these so-called highly educated Indians sitting there telling these Lakota speakers that they have to have a teaching certificate to teach Lakota. And yet the real Lakota speakers are the ones that get pushed out again because the state and the federal government is involved with our language. Our culture is going by the wayside. And yet our own people are helping the government and the state do away with it. See, that's where I look at it. Because of what's happening now. You know, instead of making use of these people, our language has disappeared. Instead of making use of them and putting them in positions to where they could teach this language, they want these guys that learn in a book, the Washita Way book, to teach, give them certificates to teach the Lakota language. And they could be teaching it wrong. But as long as they have that certificate, then they're doing it right. See? And yet these ones that speak it, that got pushed around, got kicked around all their lives for being Lakota, are still in the background, not being used. When they should be the ones that they put in there. The state and the federal government are saying that we need to give teaching, so what is it, sometimes 6 weeks or some kind of 6 months or some kind of, you have to go to school to get a certificate?
You know what? The educated people are the ones, ruins our way of life. And educate, like the judges, remember we used to have just normal Allers be judges. When you went to court, there was an Aller judge, you know. And he'd say, well, I'm a tired dad. You know, they do our whole family,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And they didn't need no law degree. Now, the people need to have degrees to hold positions on the res.
Yep.
Now, that means you're doing the Washichu thing right there.
You're doing Washichu.
We don't need to have no degrees to be a leader.
Yep.
You know, I mean, like, it's like sobriety. The tribal leaders ain't sober. They're not. And they're all bragging about smoking pot now since they legalized it. You know, now it's a normal thing. You see pictures on Facebook of like this one woman smoking a joint in her profile picture. Now, what is she trying to prove? You know what it is. She wants people to see I'm hip. I'm in, you know.
Yep.
I know I'm in with it. She don't realize. Yeah, she don't see that part. She don't realize when you say that, that's all you attract. Because sober person don't want you. Once you see that, hey, man, I ain't messing with that chick, you know. And,
yep.
You know, you ruin yourself. It's like these guys. Like, I got a cousin. When he takes a picture, he's standing there with the champagne glass. He thinks he looks elite with the tie and the sweater on. He's elite. But you know what? He's been single for I don't know how long, but nobody wants his ass either. You see, like our daughters, we want our daughters with good men, you know, and we want our sons with good women. And the minute one of them show up, we don't want them with them. You know, we even protest it because we know better, you know. But society don't know better. And the newer, the more modern we get, the older we are before we realize what's right and wrong. So now there's 50, 60-year-old people over there telling our people to be vegan. It's all right to be a pothead. And it's all right to have a champagne or wine, a glass of wine now and then, you know. It's all right. All these things are cool, you know. But that ain't the way it is, because you think about when we're small and think about Umshi. She didn't like that. Grandma didn't want us smoking pot. She didn't want us drinking. And she damn sure didn't want to see the girls taking a picture smoking a doob or flipping the bird. That isn't what women do. You know? So, but yet, that's what they're doing to be accepted. And then now, what are they doing? They're tattooing the most precious things that a woman walks on. They're tattooing their legs up. So you can't even be a leg man no more, because if you look at a leg, it's full of tattoos.
You know?
I mean, and then the guys are tattooing their face up. I said, what the hell does he want to do when he gets older and realizes he don't want that tattoo all across his face? You know, one guy got a tattoo from his ear to his mouth that says sex, S-E-X. You know, now how's that attractive? You know, that's what our people are doing to get attention. You know? They're dressing this way, that way to get attention. It's like driving a Cadillac to get attention, you know?
Dying their hair blonde. You know, Tushy, speaking of that, you know, I've seen this Lakota or this Indian kind of like it was a family. And I don't know what it is about these Washiches, but that whole family, except a couple of them, all had blonde hair, you know? And it didn't look right. Man, I don't know. There's just something about that. I mean, why? You know, beautiful people, Lakota people, and yet they're dyeing their hair blonde. You know, they want to be Washita that bad, I guess, you know. And as you're talking about family, 10, 11 of those people, and only a couple of them didn't dye their hair. You know, and Tanshi, that, man, it just kind of blew me away. You know, what are we becoming? You know, and yet all these people want to be American. They want to be white. Man, it's a sick feeling when you see shit like that. You know what I mean? Something to be proud of. They're Indian. They're Lakota. But yet they're standing there with blonde hair except for a couple of them. A whole family.
Well, you look at Chanupa Gluhamani's profile picture. He's standing there with Governor Rounds and all of them. You know, his profile picture. And you know, and this is guy, he calls himself the main headman of Turtle Island. You know?
Yeah.
And people believe that. You know? But I don't like talking about our own people, but these are examples of what I'm saying. You know? And, you know, a couple of these guys are medicine men. They're playing medicine man or doing this and that. And there's, you know, it's messed up.
Yep.
So at least in my last years of life, I'm still talking about trying to preserve what we lost.
Yep.
Because I lost a lot, Tanshi, because of them. I lost a lot. I'm an example of what it's like to lose language, to lose culture, to live in racism, to live in police brutality, to serve the U.S. government and have them right after that send you to prison. You know, there's no sanctuary or nothing. You get paid nothing for serving them. And those three house of us that got killed in Jordan, what are they going to get? Oh, they get a Purple Heart. They get to be buried with an American flag drenched over them, an American nobody flag drenched over them. Now, what kind of, what is that for? You lost your life. You were somebody's brother. You were somebody's son. You were somebody's dad. You lost your life for them? And you think a medal is worth that? You think a Purple Heart is worth that? You know? Man, that's some sick crap there. You know, Wakantanka put us on this earth to live, to stay alive. That's what we're here for, to raise our children, to be husband, to be father, brother. That's what we're here for. Our be wife, mother, daughter. We're not here to be servant. No Washita. Servant. No flag. We're here to serve our people. Because these same, just like that one Sundancer, man, I fought for your rights, he said. How does an Indian fight for our rights by being in the Marine Corps? How does an Indian fight for our rights by being in the military? How is he protecting us by being a cop? You know? I mean, I seen them gun down an Indian, a video in Arizona, and the Indian raised his hands up. Give up, he raised his hands up. The first day he was on the chase. Cops chase him, they pull him over. So he got up and he raised his hands, and they opened fire and killed him. And Indian cops were right there. They all ran up like they're all honorable people. Oh, I'm a killer now, you know. And they feel honor in shooting a gun. They feel honor in taking somebody's life. They feel honor because that's what rubbed off on them. This wicked evil life of the American rubbed off on them. Now, I don't care if I drive a Cadillac or what, as long as it gets me down the road, since we can't use a horse no more. You know, I'll drive it whatever I can, motorcycle, whatever. I ain't going to gripe. But I don't think that a Cadillac's any better than somebody's old Nissan or Mazda or whatever, you know, or like they call them rice burners, you know. They said just like motorcycles, the only difference between a guy on a Harley and a guy on a rice burner is the same as a gay person. The only difference is you're ashamed that somebody sees you. You know. If you're on a Harley, you look good, but if you're on a rice burner, you know, you see, they got this mentality, and it's all about being in style,
status,
you know, and being a Lakota. I wear an old pair of pants, old raggedy T-shirt or whatever, and I still feel like the same person. You know?
Yep.
How is my pair of pants going to affect me being somebody? You know? It's not. Because even if I put on a suit and tie and did all that, I could only reach up so high. And that's it. That's the level you're going to get, because the Washichu is the one that's up higher and the one going to press you down. You know, like I look on Facebook, there's a medicine man supposed to be relative, his profile picture, you know, and thinking about the way he operates, you know. He operates to please the Washichu. He operates to try to please the... He don't even care about his own people. He wants to keep that nice Dodge pickup. He wants to keep all the nice things, you know? I mean, the thing is, if he can't have support by being himself, then he don't need no support, you know? I mean, I try to be myself, and that's it. That's all I can do. That's all you can do, Tanshi. That's all Philip or Wayne, anybody can do. We can't be more than what we are, even if we bullshit ourselves.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, we got to take understanding of that. And here's the other thing, you know, it takes, people don't understand human psychology. Humans, it takes a lot of years to understand a person, and you may never understand them. But young people, they can go out and do whatever they want and think they got it together until they start hitting problems. You know? And old people, we can look at somebody and know what's going to happen in the future with them. We can know how long they can go in a sweat lodge. We know they're going to make four rounds, or they're going to bail out in one round. We know, we've seen people with power, with all kinds of status, run off at sundance. You know what I mean? Sneak out in the night out to see, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but when they show up, they got their chest out and all their big feathers and all their fancy stuff and all their talk and all that, and then they go out and they pierce and think they're Wakan because they pierced. But what they don't realize is the what comes is the suffering, the no water, no food. They didn't understand that part, and that's how life is. Everything looks easy how you start going and moving and moving and moving. Some things you can throw out your way and some things you can't. But as long as you walk straight and forward and be the same person, you can lose friends, you can make enemies, but you're still going to get further than you would if you bullshit all your life.
Yep.
Because I don't know any bullshitters that really lived a long life, except Washita. You know?
Washita's are masters at that.
Yeah. And we can't compete with them on the bullshit level, so don't even try. You know? It ain't going to work. If you think you're a politician and want to try that Washita game, go try it. We'll watch. I never seen nobody succeed. You know, right now they say, oh, first Indian on the moon. He don't look like an Indian to me. He's a Washita he got injected with a little Indian someplace. You know,
2 inches.
It's like that movie Yellowstone. I was looking at the actors, and one woman says, she's a Lakota on there. And I look at her picture. She don't live on the rest. You know, she ain't from the rest, but she sure using the Lakota status, and her name sounds like, and her name sounds like Jewish. Her name's Schmidig, Ding or something like that. Schmidt, you know, or German, and look at her picture. You know, you look at them actors. You know, the ones that get far, that's why I give Wes Studi some credit, because he's a real Indian, and he's all right. But even him, look at, when he got busted for drunk driving, they made a big thing out of it, because he walks in their shadow. I mean, he's trying to be up there with them, but when the Indian falls, it's like, what's that woman's name, Philip, that lives over there in Ohio with you that acted in the movies and she had a bunch of drunk problems?
Oh, Irene Bedard.
Yeah. Yeah, Irene Bedard. She's another one. Beautiful Native woman. But because she lives in their shoes, she thinks she can drink champagne and stuff. It don't work for her either. We're not supposed to try to be them. She turned into a drunk and bad problems. Same way with Wes Studi. We can't sit there and drink wine and eat spaghetti with the Italians or them. We'll get drunk and they'll keep on eating. You see, our metabolisms, our way of life, and the spirits don't want us doing that stuff. You know?
We are who we are. We're born Lakota and we're going to die Lakota. Those two things are guaranteed. Anything else that makes you think, alcohol, any of this other, even this pot, that's not for us. Why do these guys think they're Washita? They're going to get by with it. They ain't getting by with it. You know?
You see, by legalizing pot, that means it can openly be used in your home in front of your kids now.
Yep.
It's like cigarettes. That's not good. So pretty soon your kids are smoking, you know, or drinking or whatever. By you choosing this way of life, you're giving it to your kids. And when you give something to your kids, you're nothing but a piece of you know what. And with that, I'm going to ask you guys, if you got something, better open your mouth now because we're running out of time.
Best show on earth.
Yeah, really great show tonight. Really great show. Glad I was able to stay awake this time.
He said, I took some Bennies.
He kept it toy tonight.
He kept it toy so it cheeks were in. You know?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, we don't have much of opportunity, you know, in life.
Yep.
But at least you guys, in your own way, I hope when you walk, you teach your children sobriety and out there. I'm talking to all your listeners and our supporters. Teach your children sobriety. Quit telling them that pot helps. It don't help. Because I know it don't help with cancer either. My sister,
and it's not a
pejuta. Yeah. My sister went on the pot way when she had cancer, and she didn't last a hot tick because pot just made her lose her will to survive. We need to keep our will to survive, and being sober is the only way to do it.
No.
And if you want your children to live a long life, teach them how to be sober and strong, you know? And,
teach them tradition.
Yeah, and keep close with Wakantanka. The Washitu can't get close to Wakantanka. They left him a long time ago.
Oh.
So that's why they don't believe. They don't even believe in miracles. They see a woman have a baby, and they don't even call that a miracle. You know? They call it breeding. You know?
Think about it. They come from Shunkai Chasha.
Yeah. They call it breeding, you know. They call it, the other thing they call it is bumping uglies.
Yep.
They got all kinds of names for it. But, you know, love and birth of a child is a beautiful thing, and that's a miracle. And Wakantanka,
yep, sure,
bless the women that way, to give that birth, gave us the part to play in it, to be in it, you know, and we should never forget that, you know, and when you have a child, I hope you teach that child that life, the sobriety is the best way, you know. So, what about you, Wayne, Philip?
Yeah, like I said, best show on earth, man. This is the best content on the internet around the world.
Well, I hope we can keep. I hope they can, you know, send message out to the people that listen to us all over. Like I said, some of them we don't know it, but they send emails. And you know, that's how come, you know, like when certain things happen, I get messages, you know. And, you know, like I even know Toshi's got a fan base. All you guys got fan base. You just don't know it, you know.
Who's that Philip? I bet he's so cute. You know?
he sure is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I keep
Bender
his toy.
That.
Yeah. He keeps Bender it. He keeps
that.
It toy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He keeps it
but,
very
you know,
toy.
Keep in mind, your voice is your identity. You know.
Ooh.
You don't need to have. You know, like I seen a video of these little Indian girls dancing to a drum, little bitty ones, like 2 years old, really dancing. You know? And
yep.
They said, yeah, they're following their parents. They're following their parents' way of life. Nah, their parents didn't teach them that. They have it in their blood.
There you
they
go.
They didn't get that from having a tribal enrollment number. They didn't get that from being acknowledged by a tribe. Those baby girls was dancing because it's in their blood, you know? I mean, I didn't teach my daughter how to jingle dress, scoop dance, or anything. She does it on her own. You know, she never jingle dress dance in her life, We put her out there in the powwow, and there she went. She went to town, you know. And she was doing it right. Nobody teach, you know. It's in our blood. It's in your blood, whatever you do. Being Washichu ain't in your blood. That's why you're going to have trouble being Washichu. That's why you're going to have trouble living their way. No matter how much you try. But being Native, Indigenous, tribal person is easy if you want it to be, because it's in your blood.
Ahoo. You know?
And Wakan Tonka will be there for you because it's in your blood. And he gives us privilege, you know. So we need to take those privilege. And it's not about, we're not promoting war. We're not over here telling people what kind of guns to get, to go out getting in cars and go out and jump on people. I'm telling you, don't go to prison.
Now who?
Stay out for your children. Be sober for your children, you know. And that's what we do, you know. No matter how hard it is, it's really a struggle. You all know that, you know. It's a struggle every day, you know. And no matter where you're at, you know, sometimes we look like we're doing good because we live here on the res or whatever. But sometimes I think you're doing good living out there right next to a store. I think, you know, we all think somebody else is doing better. But we're, you know, we're all struggling the same way because we're living in a world that's dominated by the invasive species who controls every move, our drive to the store, you know, everything. And with that, I'm going to have to let the Anshi take over. But keep in mind, everybody, we got listeners out there. They're tuned into you. They're tuned into us. And we need to, we can't be out there promoting drugs. I don't, when someone comes on here and starts talking about pot, I ran them off. A lot of people tried it. Trying to say, oh, well, it's legal. Get the hell out of here. You know? or come over here and start trying to talk about who to vote for. Natives for Biden and Harris, you know. How with you, Natives for Obama? How with you, Natives for Trump? How would you get the hell out of here? You know, Natives for the military? Get the hell out of here. You know, Natives, we need education. We need all the good things in life. Go ahead, Toshi.
Aho. Oh, well, we'll say a prayer here and we'll close it up. Why ask Kunkashla to a Kunkake? They are controlletum on Glacon Halle, one on Kigalus don't come Kunkashletta. You can take the bones, Bosch, take Lenny Tuna, Kunkashla, Ivogalacon, Taku, Lacomini Takunetta, you are stick to Kunkashla, which chapel of that. Now you are la Unshukila Piet Kunkashla, I come to be on Chashon, Chashushika, Chapunko, Nietzscheke Ushisha. We chose on each other, Tunkashla, Unichila, Pelo, Yohila. Yohila, Unchilana, Tunkashla, Lechta, to Kiton, Gishimok, the Lehaipiki. Natan Akehioniki, you puke, you skill kicked on Honke Tunkashla. We chose on Yoji, Ugonoma Unifia, Lechta to Gushim Shahoichi, Chagushim Kilapo, Tunkashla, Yohila. Aho, Mitakias.
Oh! Yes. And we need those prayers. And for you out there, you know, our prayers, our way of life is strong. You know, I was tripping out one last thing, you know, that movie called Killers of the Whatever of the Moon. Yeah, Wild
the Honeymoon.
Moon. Tripping out, yeah, the guy's wife that produced that, she committed suicide. And
dang.
And you know, this movie's about murder of, you know, Indians and stuff. I would be real careful to be doing movies about our people and our spiritual ways. and exploiting our way of life, because it brings nothing but evil.
Chaos.
So with that, So with that, we better get the road. So shout out.
You know, your son should die at all.
So shout.
Thank you. si abstrahem od večetu. I na to, čo Petro Lonži, južkia, kevonky, si krakov, ktorá.